This is BBC Radio 4, now the concluding part of our classic serial, The Chrysalids. Jane Rogers dramatises John Wyndham's post-apocalyptic science fiction novel written in 1955 and set in a future in which genetic mutation has devastated the world. Any deviation is ruthlessly hunted out and destroyed. David is among a group of young people who can communicate through thought shapes. In God-respecting, law-abiding Whacknook, this makes them mutants. They must keep their deviation secret or face the consequences of discovery.
The Chrysalids by John Wyndham, dramatised by Jane Rogers.
One head, two arms and two legs, and each arm shall be jointed in two places, and have one foot, and each foot five toes, and each toe shall end with a flat nail, and any creature that shall seem to be human, but is not formed thus, it is not human. It is a blasphemy against the true image of God.
I take for my text, accursed is the mutant. The devil, brothers and sisters...
There were eight of us left who could share thought shapes, and we knew our lives depended on keeping our mutation secret. Anne had tried to denounce us all. Her suicide, tragic as it was, did take the pressure off the rest of us. No one saw anything suspicious in Anne's death. She was pregnant and distraught about her husband's murder. There was nothing to link us thought sharers to that. Alan had been shot with an everyday hunting arrow. His death could have been an accident. And the spring inspections provided a distraction. Only two fields in the whole district needed cleansing, and the normality rate among animals was high too. It put new heart into people. They became more neighbourly and cheerful. My beloved cousin Rosalind and I even began to hope. We were working together repairing our father's adjoining fences, but then my little sister ruined everything.
No! Oh, David, which of us is hurt?
It's Petra. Has to be. Come on, get the horses. Oh, if only she'd let up for a moment. I can't get through to the others, can you?
No, she's blotting everything out. It's like trying to see through fog.
Come on, Shiva. Westwards. That's where it's coming from. Let's go.
There's a little trap.
Ahead, come on! My horse is stuck! Yes! Just... you free! Come on! Where are they? Rosalind! Rosalind!
Petra's pony was lying on the far side of the glade with its throat torn open. A huge, mutant cat-like creature was ripping flesh from its haunch with long, curved claws. I started to unsling my bow. It turned its head and crouched, glaring at me, the blood glistening on the lower half of its face.
Michael! Rosalind, good shot! Thank God!
Where is she? Petra!
There! Over that tree!
We must make a stop. She'll be bringing all the others. How did you get here so fast,
Petra,
Michael?
I
was
Petra,
visiting my grandmother.
Right. You're safe now.
Poor Bony. My pony.
Shh, shh. There, there. It's all right, my darling. You're safe.
It's terribly dangerous.
You can ride with me. Don't cry.
I'll leave you and David to look after her.
All right, darling. Here. Wipe your eyes.
Thank you, Michael. Petra, here. Hold tight around Rosalind's waist. We can't help the poor pony now. Are we ready?
That terrible distress call. Was it one of you?
Sally and Catherine. It must be.
She's all right now. Please go before anyone sees us together.
It's too late. This man followed us.
We couldn't.
What's going on here?
Nothing. It's all right. My sister's pony was attacked, but she's safe now.
What brought you two girls here in such a hurry?
We heard the child screaming.
I was right behind you. I heard no screaming.
I'd have thought everyone for miles around would have heard it. The pony was screaming too, poor little brute.
Where are you from? Let me see your tags.
Here. Petra, give him yours. We're not outlaws.
Show me yours. Jerome Skinner.
I'd say it's near half an hour since that pony did any screaming. How did you two girls manage to come straight to this spot?
We knew it came from this direction.
And when we got nearer, we heard the little girl.
I'm very good of you it was to come to help my sister. Lucky she wasn't hurt. But I'd better be getting her home now.
Of course. I hope she feels better soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And thanks again. Good Samaritans.
So you don't know those two?
Of course not. Never seen them before.
Who was that man, Skinner?
He has a farm bordering on the woods there. It was just bad luck he saw us as we were galloping towards the trees.
Why was he so suspicious? Does he know something about thought shapes?
He can't make or receive them. I tried him hard.
Some of them do have an idea of it, a sort of emotional transfer of mental impressions. They call it telepathy.
This mustn't happen again. David will have to explain to Petra in words and teach us some self-control. Her signal is way too strong.
If she makes a distress call again, David and Rosalind will handle it. Agreed.
Agreed.
And any creature that shall seem to be human, but is not formed thus, it is not human. It is a blasphemy against the true image of God.
At the purification next afternoon, my father was slitting the throats of two tiny lambs that each had two joyfully wagging tails. I couldn't help but remember my childhood friend, Sophie. I knew now that they wouldn't have slit her throat, but they would have banished her to the fringes. And that would be the best we could hope for, if they found us out. Afterwards, I slipped away with Petra to go fishing.
All right, let's play a game. You shut your eyes, keep them shut tight, and pretend you're looking down a deep, deep well. There's nothing but dark to see, right?
Yes.
Good. Now, look at the dark and watch.
A puppy.
That's very good. Okay, watch it carefully. What's happened now?
Chickens. Turn into chickens.
And open your eyes.
Where are they?
They aren't anywhere. They were just think things. That's the game. Now, I'll shut my eyes too. Then it's your turn to think a picture at the bottom of the well so yes. I can see it.
Yes, I can do that.
What the hell was that? I damn near put an axe in my foot.
Sorry, Michael, I'm trying to teach Petra about thought shapes.
I've scalded my hand on the kettle.
Soothe her.
She's not unsoothed. It's just the way it is with her.
Maybe, but it's a way it can't stay. She must cut it down.
Petra, you're too rough. This time, make a little think picture, far away, in soft colours. Do it gently, as if you were making it out of cobwebs.
Right, I'm closing my eyes.
Here it comes. A neighing horse.
Wonderful. Now you want to cut her down to about 1% of the power in that last one before she burns our brains out.
Over the days that followed, she learned to send and receive simple thought shapes and began to control her power. As yet, she could get little of our projections to one another, though.
Too difficult to see, and all too quick. But I can tell if it's you or Rosalind or Michael doing it. The other ones are much more muddled.
What other ones? Rachel and Sally and...
No. I can tell them. I mean, the long way away ones.
I don't think I know them. Who are they?
Listen. Can't you hear them?
Are they there now?
Yes. Over there. A long, long way.
Can you copy for me what you're getting from them?
She tried, but it was very blurred. And I couldn't really make sense of it. We let it rest. Then I heard from my Uncle Axel that Jerome Skinner had been asking if anyone else had caught us making secret signals to each other.
Do you think Axel is overestimating the danger?
No. I had a long talk with him. Do you know what, Rosalind?
Oh, I think I do. Are you going to say it was Axel who shot...
Alan. Yes. Axel worked out that Alan had found out about our thought shaping and was planning to expose us.
Axel killed Alan to protect us.
Yes. I think he understands the danger we are in better than we do ourselves.
David, Rosalind. I came in on the end of that one. Your uncle's right. You two and Petra need to be ready to run at a moment's notice. Petra's the weak spot.
Michael's right. If they start to question
there's her... There's nothing to link the rest of us into it at the moment. Skinner was suspicious to see Sally and Catherine in the forest, but as far as we know, he doesn't even know their names.
All right. David, I'll get my things ready tonight. You prepare what you can for you and Petra.
David, Rosalind is calling.
David, they've taken Sally and Catherine.
Hurry, both of you. They were at Sally and Catherine's 10 minutes ago. Get moving.
Meet you below the mill. Hurry.
Petra, get dressed as fast as you can. Overalls. Don't make a sound. Bow. Arrows. Bread and cheese. Drinking water. Blankets. Don't put your shoes on yet.
Rosalind, are you away?
10 minutes ago, I had everything ready. We've been trying desperately to wake you.
How are you doing?
Gently, darling. Please, more gently. We'll explain it all soon. Catherine, Sally.
We're being taken to the inspector. We're playing it innocent and bewildered.
Good. Don't tell them anything.
You think we ought to shut our minds to you? We'll make it easier for us to act as normals if we really don't know what is happening.
Agreed. But we shall be open for you. David, faster. I can see lights up at the farm now.
You brought the great horses?
Yes. We'll need supplies and they won't tire. Hoist Petra up to me.
I'm the highest.
I've left room for you in the other pannier, David. You can shoot left-handed from there. Is that all you've brought?
All right, Sheba. Off you go. Home.
Oh, there was no time.
If you'd spent more time preparing and less time sleeping. My mother and I spent 2 solid hours packing these panniers.
Your mother?
Go on. She's sort of half known for a while. I think she felt as long as she didn't have to admit it in words, it might be all right. When I told her this evening I had to go, she cried. But she helped me.
My mother would never... Did you plan this route, Rosalind?
Of course. Through water, then over rocks. We need to hide our scent and our tracks.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Well, since you slept so well, you can take the first watch.
Where are you now?
We're holed up in the forest for the day.
The whole place is going wild. They're going to send posses after you.
Are they on to you? And Mark and Rachel?
No. I'm volunteering for a posse. I'll plant a report of you being spotted heading southeast. When that peters out, we'll get Mark to start another to take him north.
What is it? Who?
David. Who's hurt? Shh, Petra. Who is it?
They've broken Catherine. They've broken her. They're torturing her. She's all clouded now. She can't hear us at all.
Oh, Catherine. Why?
It's war. Someday I'll kill them for this.
They hurt her. Why did they hurt her, David?
They were trying to find out how Catherine...
Shh, hush now.
Catherine has admitted thought shapes. I have too. They would have forced me to it in the end. Couldn't face it. Not the hot irons. Not for nothing. When she had told them, I couldn't. Forgive me.
Sally, we're not blaming you, either of you. But we must know what you've told them. How much do they know?
About David and Rosalind. They knew, really. But they wanted it confirmed.
Petra too?
Yes. I'm sorry. But they worked it out. was the only reason why you would have taken her with you.
Anyone else?
We've told them there isn't anyone else. They want to know how we make thought shapes and what the range is. I'm pretending it's no more than 5 miles. Catherine, she's barely conscious. She could only see what they've done to her. Her poor feet.
You can break off a bit of the bread, Petra, but we're not stopping. We've got to move while it's dark.
Rosalind, David, they've made a proclamation about you. They've officially classed you as deviants, non-humans, meaning anyone can shoot you on sight. And there's a huge reward if you were taken alive.
I don't understand, Michael. If we were to promise to go away and stay away...
They're afraid of us because nothing shows. They want to capture you and learn more about us. Imagine if there were a lot more of us than there are, able to think together and plan. We could outwit them all the time.
Michael, are they going to kill Sally and Catherine?
To declare a newborn baby non-human on physical defects is one thing, but it isn't going to be easy for people who have known Sally and Catherine for years to accept the non-human verdict. If they were to be killed, people may start to distrust the authorities.
But we can be killed quite safely.
Rosalind, you aren't among people who know you. To strangers, you are just non-humans on the run.
Well, if any hunter is licensed to shoot us, I think we'd better head into the fringes.
Good idea, David. If you can find a place to hide up there for a bit, we'll see if we can fake your deaths. Tomorrow, we're going southeast to search for you. I'll let you know what's next. If you run into anyone, make sure you shoot first.
Petra, hush. What's the matter?
I don't want to go to the fringes. Shh. I'm scared. There's Harry Jackery's children. There's bogeymen. Shh. And old Maggie with teeth as long as knives.
Petra, listen to me. The people who live in the fringes, they're just like us. Not monsters. At home, they make up those stories to frighten babies. The fringes people might look a bit different, maybe with extra fingers or ears or hair, but inside they get just as sad and lonely as we do.
Who's the other one, Michael?
What? What do you mean?
Someone making think pictures all mixed up with yours.
I get nothing.
Me neither.
Shut up!
Petra, what is it?
Somebody asking questions. She's a long way away. She says she heard me before when my pony got killed. She wants to know who I am.
What do you think?
Yes. Tell her.
I shall have to be very loud. She's so far away.
We closed our minds. It's just as well we did. Petra's thought shapes were simple, but they still hit me with a violence and brilliance which deafened me.
Where is she?
Petra's pointing southwest.
Did you ask her the name of the place, Petra?
Yes, but it didn't mean anything. Except there were 2 islands and a lot of water. She doesn't understand where I am either.
Tell her to spell it in letter shapes.
I can't read letters.
Well, we can send at least. I'll give you the shapes one by one and you can think them onto her. Look out, everybody.
Rosalind pictured L, and one by one the other letters of Labrador, and Petra relayed them with devastating force.
She doesn't know where Labrador is. She's trying to find out. She wants to send us her letter shapes.
Well, you can pass them on to us, but gently, so we can read them.
The letter spelt Sealand.
It must be an S. Sealand.
I asked her. It's Zealand. With lots of sea around it. From where she is, you can see the sun shining on it for miles and miles. All blue.
In the middle of the night? It's crazy.
It isn't night where she is. She showed me. It's a place with houses much, much bigger than whacknut houses. And funny carts without horses running along the roads. and shiny silver things in the air.
Fish-shaped flying things?
Yes.
David, how on earth did you know
about... Let Petra get all she can. We'll sort it out later.
At dawn, we found another glade to rest in. I asked Petra about the place her friend had described. Everything fitted with the dreams of a city I had had as a small boy. Clustered on the curve of a big blue bay, with boats in the harbour and white buildings lining leafy streets, the place must really exist. I hadn't simply been dreaming of the ways of the old people. This was a city that was real, now, somewhere in the world. After a couple of hours, Michael came through.
David, they've picked up your trail, the great horse tracks. Our lot is turning southwest to join the hunt. You'd better push on. Where are you now?
Near wild country, I think.
But I can't sleep when it's jolting like this.
We could slow down, David. We must have covered 10 miles already.
What's that?
Where?
Through the trees. Look. Rosalind, straight ahead.
A horseman. He's seen us. He's got his bow.
Shoot. Shoot to kill.
Petra, crouch.
Both wide.
That was close. Again.
Well done, Rosalind.
Poor horse.
Poor us. A wounded riderless horse galloping wildly ahead, spreading alarm.
All we can do is keep going.
There's farm buildings.
I can see people. They're looking at the horse.
Rosalind, let's not give them time to arm. Get up, go on!
Straight through the fence.
They're all running away.
And well, they might, before we trample them.
They won't catch us now, David. This country.
Yes. It must be wild country. These plants are all deviant. Is this grass?
Giant sharp-edged blades as tall as a man. It is. You're right.
Yeah, but we can stop here for a rest. It makes good cover.
Are we at the fringes? Are we...
Petra, stop it.
Sorry, I forgot. It's the Zealand woman. She wants to talk to one of you.
No, you keep quiet or you'll blind us.
No good. You'll have to tell her we can't reach her, Petra. We'll shut our minds. Rosalind, here's the blankets.
We can have some bread and cheese and apples.
She says it's about me.
You?
I'm the important one. You have to protect me.
Right.
It's true. She says no one has this power of projection? Yes, unless they have special training. And help is on its way.
Help? She's somewhere to the southwest and there are miles and miles of badlands that way. Even if she's on the other side of them, how can she possibly help?
She's surprised to find my power among such backward people.
Does she think we're fringe dwellers?
No.
Leave it, you two. Let's sleep for an hour or two, while we can. Come on, Petra.
David, are you awake?
I am now.
They've picked up your trail again, at a small farm on the edge of wild country. You gallop through it.
Yes, Michael.
There's a party converging there right now. Better get moving again. I don't know how it is in front of you, but there may be some men cutting across from the west to head you off. They can't risk a cordon of single sentries because Fringe's people are scouting around too. With luck, you should be able to sneak through.
All right. What's happened to Sally and Catherine?
I don't know.
Michael. It's Rachel here. There's been nothing understandable from Sally for a long time. Mark and I are afraid.
Go on.
Well, we think Catherine's dead.
And Sally?
There've been just one or two little jumbles from her, very weak. Not sensible at all. So we're afraid. They've tortured her.
You see what that means, David? They're ready to break us down in the attempt to find out more about us. You mustn't let them get hold of Rosalind or Petra. Better to kill them yourself.
Yes. I understand.
Why did he say you must kill Rosalind and me?
Only if they catch us.
Why?
Well, we're different from them because they can't make thought shapes. And when people are different, ordinary people are afraid of them.
Why? We aren't hurting them.
It's a feel thing, not a think thing. The more stupid they are, the more like everyone else they think everyone ought to be. Once they get afraid, they become cruel.
I still don't see why.
Look, we don't want you and Rosalind to be hurt like they hurt Catherine. Being dead's better. It's like being so much asleep they can't hurt you at all.
David, when you killed me and Rosalind...
Shh, darling. We won't let them catch us. Now let's wake Rosalind and not tell her any of this, because she'd only worry.
It's a secret.
Well, at least we've got the stars to steer by.
Zealand must be a funny place. Everybody there can make think pictures.
Grab the reins!
The lever's broken!
Brace yourself against the sides of the pannier!
We've lost the front horse! We're heading straight for the forest!
Petra!
Rosalind, are you both all right?
Shaken a bit, but yes. It's a bit clearer over there. Look, isn't that a track?
It's heading south. They might not follow us right into the fringes. And we could make faster progress on a track. What's that?
Someone's coming.
Someone huge. My arrows are...
Well, don't shoot! David! It's the other horse!
David. David, I love you. Be safe.
Rosalind, I love you too. We will be safe. We will be together.
I love you, David. We will be together.
David, what's happened? I don't know, Michael. Something hit me and now I can't move.
God no one to question him himself. The best head for calm.
They jumped down on us from overhanging branches. Four or five of them. One landed right on top of David.
Dang.
Fringes people.
Was it you we fired at last night?
Someone was firing at us.
I was hoping we were on a false trail. They think it's too risky to come into the fringes in small groups. We're assembling round about 100 men, then coming after you. You'd better get rid of those horses.
A bit late for that advice. I'm in the pannier on the front horse with my thumbs tied together, and David's in a pannier on the second.
You see the supplies they've got? Real bread and cheese.
Where's Petra?
Oh, she's all right. She's in the other pannier on this horse, fraternising with the man in charge.
Are they threatening?
No, they don't seem to know what to do with us. It's the great horses they're interested in.
We'll let the man in charge know that we're coming after you.
Hello there. Feeling better?
My head.
Here, have a drink.
Thank you.
Never been in the fringes before, boy.
No. Is it all like this?
None of it is like any other part. That's why the fringes is the fringes. Pretty near nothing grows true to stock here yet.
Yeah.
Sure. It'll settle down in time. Wild country was fringes once, but it's steadier now. And the place you come from was wild country once. God's little game of patience, I reckon it is.
I thought it was the devil that rules in the fringes.
It's your parts where the old devil's hanging on and looking after his own. Arrogant they are, those norms, true image and all that.
But you're here because they threw you out. Nobody chooses to be in the fringes.
True enough. But now we as here as can work it out. The old people thought as they was the last word and they could do as they please. But God doesn't have any last word. He changes and grows like everything else as is alive. So he sent along tribulation to bust up the old world. He shuffled the pack to see if it wouldn't give a better break next time.
Why have you taken us prisoner?
Any stranger as enters the fringes gets taken and questioned. It's standard.
We're being chased. Did you know that? By norms. By posses from the other side of the border.
Good. That'll suit us fine.
David. Rosalind. Can you hear her now? The Zealand person.
I know you are in danger. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Agree to whatever the fringe people say. Play for time. Tell them about the danger you are in from your own people. Some deviational tribes detest the appearance of normality. Explain to them how different you are inside.
Tell them about thought shapes?
Yes. The really important thing is the little girl. Keep her safe at all costs.
But who are you? Where is this Zealand?
We are the new people. Your kind of people who can think together. We're building a new world, different from the old peoples and from the savages.
The kind of world God intended, perhaps.
The old people were shut off from one another with only clumsy words to link them. Often they were shut off still more by different languages, different beliefs. They were an inadequate species.
Are there many of us in other places?
Yes, we have discovered thought shape makers in other lands, but none so far away as you. Now we have machines again, we've started fetching them to safety, as we will with you. Look after the little girl. She is unique.
That's me!
Petra, gently, please.
The horses clumped steadily on for hours. Then we forded a river and filed between cliffs. On the other side, a well-worn path led through woods to a clearing. Crude huts and tents littered the ground, and tattered men and women stopped to stare at us. One had immensely large feet and hands, and another a hairless head like a polished brown egg. But whatever was wrong with the rest was hidden under their rags. Our captors led us to the largest tent. Waiting there was a man with long, spidery arms and legs, and a face so like my father's that I was jolted with panic.
David, it's horrible.
But he looks like...
Shh. I'll do the talking.
Remember me?
Yes.
Not much like Wagnock.
Not much.
Know who I am?
I think so.
Really?
My father had an elder brother, Gordon. He was thought to be normal until he was about 3 years old, then his certificate was revoked.
Yes, but not quite right. Gordon's mother loved him. So when they came to take him away, he was already missing. But they'd hush that up, of course.
Yes, they do that.
Who are the girls?
I'm Rosalind.
And my sister.
Know what the length of a man's arm should be?
No.
Nor do I. But some expert on the true image reckons these of mine are too long. So I must live like a savage. You the eldest son?
The only one. There was a younger one, but...
So you two have lost Wagnock.
It's a relief to be safely away. I've had more than enough of living in hiding.
We all live in hiding here.
Maybe, but... You can be your own selves. You don't have to think twice each time you open your mouth.
Mm-hmm. We heard about you. What I don't understand is why they're after you in such strength.
We worry them more than the usual deviants, because they have no way of identifying us. They suspect there are a lot more of us than there are.
So they're coming right into the fringes after you. How many?
I'm not sure.
From what I've heard, you should have ways of finding out. Better not fool with us, boy. Why should we care what happens to you?
quite easy to put one of you where they'd find you.
More than 100 men.
So, there is one of you with them. 100 is a lot to send after just you three. There will have been rumours about trouble brewing in the fringes.
Yes.
So it comes in handy for them. For the first time, they take the initiative and invade us and pick you up too. Is your father with them?
No.
Pity. I've been hoping for a long time to meet your father on equal terms.
Suddenly, he turned to consider Rosalind. She looked back at him with her straight, confident air, eyeing him coldly for long seconds, while his eyes roved up and down her slim figure. Then suddenly, her eyes dropped and she flushed. He grinned to himself.
How dare you! You!
Get the young devil off me!
Calm yourself, buddy!
Hold him tight! If you're so much as luck!
Don't you credit, boy! Well, you've lost her now. Take a look at the women round here. Besides, this one can have children.
And I've a fancy for children. Even if they do take after their father a bit. Oh, you need to take it the way it is, boy. I do not give second chances. Chuck him out. And if he don't stay out, shoot him.
Right, you heard the boss. Straight back, the way we come, and keep on going.
After a few paces, I looked back, but he had an arrow trained on me. So I kept going until the trees hid me, then doubled back under cover. Just what he was expecting. He didn't shoot me. Just beat me up and slung me back into the undergrowth.
Stop! Stop! Give me a minute. Let me see if I can stand. Why are you helping me?
You don't remember me, David.
Sophie.
Have they hurt you badly?
I can move my arms and legs.
There's blood on your face.
Something broken, I don't think.
I saw them bringing you in. You and the little girl and the other girl. Who is she? David.
My cousin Rosalind.
Gordon wants her, doesn't he?
That's what he said.
She could give him babies.
What are you trying to do to me?
So you're in love with her?
Yes, we love one another.
Right. Gordon's gone away, where the fighting is. She's safe just now.
Yes, she's asleep.
How do you know that? Is it true you can mind read?
Some of us can think together. We can understand what is in each other's minds. That's how we deviate.
My mother used to say there was something about you. She said you sometimes used to understand her before she spoke.
Your mother must have had a little of it, without knowing.
It must be wonderful. Like more eyes inside you.
Something like that. But it can hurt a lot sometimes.
To be any kind of deviant is to hurt. Always. If she were to give him children, he wouldn't want me anymore.
Sophie, are you in love with him? With that spider in
there? Don't call him that. We can't, any of us, help being what we are. Gordon's kind to me. You don't understand. There's nothing here, no future. If I could give him children...
Tears squeezed out from under her closed lids. Her hair hung in matted strands. Her dress was stained, and her arms were scratched and filthy. I remembered the little figure who had given me a lock of hair tied with a yellow ribbon. And my heart ached.
Sophie, Rosalind would never let it happen. I know that.
You can't know a thing like that about another person.
I could feel what she was thinking about that. About Gordon when he looked at her.
Can you see what I think?
No. It isn't a kind of spying.
I don't understand.
but we should go. It's dark enough now. Can you walk? If we keep away from the firelight, they won't spot us.
Do you live in one of those tents, Sophie?
No. I live up here. Give me a hand. Can you feel the ladder?
We're by the cliff.
Yeah. You need to follow me up the ladder.
I can't see a thing.
It's safe enough. Just feel for the rungs. All right. In here. Give me your arm.
Sophie pulled me over a rock ledge into a cave even more pitch dark than the night outside. Then she lit a crude pair of candles. In one corner, water dripped steadily into a bucket. In the other was a mattress of small branches spread with skins and a tattered blanket. The candles flickered and sent greasy smoke up to the roof. It stank.
Here, let me wash the blood off your head.
It doesn't feel too bad.
No. It's a cut above your eyebrow. I don't think it's deep. Do you want to wash your hands? You're hungry, David?
Very.
Stay here. I won't be long.
Michael, where are you?
We've camped for the night. Too dangerous to go on in the dark. Where are you?
I'm safe. Remember Sophie?
The girl with six toes?
She's a fringe dweller. She's hiding me.
They know their woods, these fringes people. It's been sniping and harassing all the way. We've lost 3 killed and 7 wounded.
But you are still coming on?
Yes. They want you badly, David. There's a rumour that there are dozens of us scattered around Whacknock, and you have to be brought back to identify them.
Hang on. Sophie's coming back.
Here. Help yourself.
Thanks. I'm starving.
It's quiet down there. The men have gone out to lie in wait for the norms.
The food's good. What is it?
It's green shoots. Grains. Meat from her.
What?
I don't know. Some cat-like rabbit thing they shot last week.
Petra, no! Stop! You made me spill my food!
You're alive! He's all right, Rosalind. David's all right.
What is it?
What's wrong?
It's David, Michael. We thought they'd killed him.
Oh, David. Thank heavens. Oh, my love. I was so afraid. Where are you?
Rosalind. Rosalind, I'm in the camp. Don't be upset.
We will be safe together. I love you, Rosalind.
You too. Disentangle yourselves. We need a plan.
Oh, Michael, we certainly do. We're being held captive in the tent of the Spider-Man.
Man with pink eyes is guarding us.
Petra, ask your Zealand friend if she still thinks she can reach you.
Yes. Can you hear me? We're getting closer. We should be there within 16 hours.
So we need Rosalind and Petra and David to be kept safe for that long.
Hang on. I'm going to talk to Sophie.
You were making those thought shapes?
Yes. To Rosalind and my sister. Is there any way they can be got out of that tent before Gordon comes back?
Yeah. That would be best for all of us. Except him.
Can I use a spear?
No, you must stay here, David.
But...
No! If you're seen, there'll be an alarm. No one will take any notice of me going into his tent.
What about the guards?
Look, I'll take a knife.
Sophie...
Don't make you thought shapes. Tell them, no noise, whatever happens, not a sound. Tell them to be ready to follow me. And to have dark pieces of cloth ready to wrap around themselves.
All right. But I wish you'd let me come with you.
You'd only increase the risk. You don't know the place.
She blew out one candle. Then she was gone. I passed on her instructions to Rosalind, and we impressed on Petra the need for silence. I sat in the darkness listening to the steady drip, drip, then went to the cave entrance and looked out into the night. There was a low murmur of voices as people moved about the cooking fires, a night bird calling harshly, then silence. At last I heard the crunch of grit underfoot, directly below me.
David, is this right? Are you there?
Yes. Come on up the ladder. I'm lighting another candle.
Oh, David!
Rosalind! Oh, Petra. Oh, thank heavens.
David, listen. Sophie killed...
Pour me a bowl of water, would you, David?
We watched in horrid fascination as Sophie washed the blood off her arms and cleaned the knife. Matter-of-factly, she removed her bodice and began to rinse it in the water.
So, Rosalind, you must get rid of that cross on your dress, hers too. We women in the fringes don't feel the cross has served us very well.
But I...
There's a little knife by my bed. I used to wear one. Didn't help me either.
They don't like insistence on the true image in these parts.
It's not just an identification. It's a challenge.
Why don't we try to get as far away as we can before it's light?
No. When they find the body, there'll be a search. They'll think you killed him and ran into the woods. They'll never think of looking for you here.
We stay here.
Until they call off the search. Then I'll see you clear.
Why are you doing all this for us?
Hush, Rosalind. She's with that Spider-Man. She doesn't want him to see you again. She doesn't want him to think of having children with you.
I don't believe that's the whole story, David.
Why am I helping you? Damn you! Leave me alone.
You can't just...
Go on. Laugh at me. Laugh at me because I do want him. Me. And what's the use? If he weren't in love with you, what good would I be to him? Like this.
Sophie.
Just shut up and leave me alone. The pair of you. I'll come back for you in the morning.
David, did you mean to sleep all day?
What's the time?
Well, it's been light 3 hours and we've already fought a battle.
Michael, what happened?
A rout of the Fringes people at a cost of a couple of wounded to us.
So you're advancing?
Yes. I suppose they'll rally somewhere, but for now they've simply melted away.
We can't leave this cave in daylight, but if your lot captures the camp, they'll search it and we'll be found.
Do you think we can count on the Zealand people?
You can count on us. We're 8 hours away, flying over terrible ruined land. It's fused into black glass. It's like going over the rim of the world into the outskirts of hell. To think that a whole race could go insane and do this. If we didn't know you were on the other side of it, we'd have turned back.
No! Don't turn back.
We won't. Don't worry.
Here. I brought you some porridge.
Sophie, did they find the guard?
They think you killed him. But now injured men are trickling in from the fighting, so they have other things to worry about. How close are the Norns?
Michael, where are you now?
Clear of the forest, into rough country.
They're already in rough country.
So, 3 hours. Maybe less to the riverbank.
Michael, is my father with you?
Yes.
For a deviation permitted to grow and breed would spread pollution until all around us would be mutants and abominations.
What kind of man would hunt his own? Oh, David, I'm so sorry.
What is it? What are you saying?
David and Petra's father, Joseph Strom. He's with the hunting party.
That's inhuman. Your own father.
Honour thy father. Am I supposed to forgive him? Or to try to kill him too?
Look, there's a party of men come back, and Gordon with them. I'm going to see what I can find out.
Sophie was gone a long time. We ate our porridge and stared out as the wounded straggled back to camp. Eventually, I contacted Michael again to check on the advance.
We're on the other side of the river now, opposite the cleft. We've spotted a couple of them moving on top of the cliffs.
What's the plan?
We're leaving 6 men here, passing and repassing, in view to give the impression of more. And we've lit fires to suggest that we are held up. Rest of the force has split to make 2 crossings, one upstream and one down. We'll then pincer in behind the camp. Let them know.
You can't, David. Not unless Sophie comes back. If you went down there, they'd shoot you on sight. They already think you killed the albino and freed me and Petra.
But I can't just stay here and do nothing, Rosalind.
We're crossing the river downstream from you. No opposition.
Look, they're running towards the firing. There's the Spider-Man.
And Sophie. Michael, is that you're not shooting?
No, it's the other party trying to draw the Fringe's men in their direction so we can come in from the opposite side and take the camp from the rear.
They're succeeding.
We need a sharper reading on you now. Petra, can you count for us?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Good. We're closer than we thought, practically there. Keep your thoughts fixed on me, Petra.
All these men from Ratnook. Look how many. Our neighbours, our friends, coming to hunt us down.
To capture us and torture.
Oh, David, look.
Father.
But look at the Spider-Man.
He was standing by his tent, bow in hand, watching the riders. Sophie was tugging at his ragged jacket, urging him to run towards the caves. He brushed her back with his long right arm. Suddenly, his bow came up like a flash. Bent to its full, he loosed. The shaft took my father in the chest. He jerked and dropped to the ground. The Spider-Man snatched up Sophie and began to run. His spindly legs had not made more than 3 strides when a couple of arrows took him and he fell. Sophie ran on. But an arrow took her in the back of the neck. She dropped in mid-stride.
Oh, Sophie. Sophie.
What's that noise?
Don't be frightened. Just stay where you are.
We're here, David. In the camp, all opposition has melted away.
Look up! Look up!
A bank of mist hung over us. Through it, I could make out one of the strange fish-shaped craft that I had dreamt of in my childhood. It was growing bigger and louder as it dropped towards us. Glistening threads like cobwebs seemed to drift down from it. In seconds, the whole place was in chaos. Men cannoned into one another, panic-stricken horses trampled through the tents, tripped and sent their riders headlong.
Michael, this way towards the caves.
Coming. But there's this sticky stuff like cobwebs.
Look up to the top cave. I can see you now.
I can't move my hand. It's stuck.
Don't struggle. Lie down if you can. Keep still on the ground so it can't get round you.
It's falling on everyone, Michael. It's holding them captive.
It's holding me captive, damn it.
Where they're struggling, it seems to tighten around them. Lie still, like she says.
David, look out. It's wafting in.
Move back, both of you.
Here they are.
The wind's blown the filaments into the cave.
I can't see. It's on my face.
It's on me too.
Keep calm. We can free you in a minute. Just don't move. Count, Michael, to guide me to you.
1, 2.
She went to Michael first, where he lay glued to the ground by the sticky threads. She sprayed him with a substance that made them dissolve. I felt his leap of relief. Then we heard them making their way up the ladder to our cave.
Hold still! You must be David. The threads can only be broken with this spray, otherwise they tighten.
Thank you.
Turn around. And now for the other two.
David,
just look down there. Those threads are shrinking. They're crumbling the tents. They're pulling bushes up by the roots.
So you must be Petra. Oh, well, it was worthwhile. It's hard to get permission to come. We've never travelled so far to rescue someone before, but you are worth it.
I'm free.
At your age, untrained, you can throw a thought halfway around the world. Now, Rosalind.
Oh, thank you. There's that sound down there. Are they all dead?
The plastic threads contract as they dry. A man who struggles and entangles himself soon becomes unconscious.
That's horrible.
It's not pleasant to kill any creature, but these people had no future. They knew you were a threat to their species. They were ready to kill you. We are able to think together and understand one another as they never could.
What about the others in Ratnook? Mark and Rachel.
I'm sorry, I know there are more of you, but we simply don't have the fuel for another takeoff and landing.
We can't even reach... Petra, will you tell them? Tell Rachel we're safe, and that we love her. Show her we'll come back and rescue them one day.
One day, maybe. Shall we go? There's nothing here for you now.
The flying machine took us over burnt black lands where nothing lived or moved from one horizon to the next. And I slumped into exhausted sleep, then woke with a jerk, not daring to believe we were safe. When at last we came to the skies above Zealand, it was just as I had seen it in my dreams. A brighter sun than Wakanuk ever knew poured down upon the wide blue bay. Clustered along the shore lay the city with its white houses embedded among green parks and gardens. I could make out tiny horseless vehicles sliding along the wide tree-bordered roads. It was so familiar I almost misgave. I took hold of Rosalind's hand to reassure myself. It is real down there, isn't it? You can see it too.
It's beautiful. I never thought there would be anything so lovely. And listen, David.
What is it?
At last. Now you can hear them all too.
People. Lots and lots of our kind of people.
Chrysalids, David was played by Matthew Beard, Petra by Sydney Wade, and Rosalind by Verity May Henry. Michael and the Fringe Dweller were played by Henry DeVas. Rachel and the Zealander by Emma Cunniff. Gordon was played by Conrad Nelson, and Sophie and Sally by Carla Henry. The Chrysalids was written by John Wyndham and dramatized by Jane Rogers. It was directed in Salford by Nadia Molinari.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4. The news is next, and then we join Jim Naughtie for Book Club. The Canadian writer Michael Ondaatje talks to James and readers about his 1992 Booker Prize-winning novel The English Patient. It tells the story of the entanglement of four damaged lives in an Italian villa as the Second World War ends. The exhausted nurse Hannah, the maimed thief Caravaggio, the bomb disposal expert Kip, who are each haunted by the riddle of the English patient, the nameless burns victim who lies in an upstairs room. Book Club in a couple of minutes.